Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my buddy engineering and producing the show, John Couch. And together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Monday, June the 8th, 2020, and we are practicing our safe distancing while bringing people together from the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio on 1030's Tucson's Voice for Trusted News Talk, worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. We piggyback with kvoi.com to bring you the live pod or the live program. Then we have all the podcasts on your schedule 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. The Monday political face-off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. I am so proud of Moe and his fine daughter Corinne and what they have done, being very creative to get through these very challenging times for small businesses. During the shutdown, they were doing appointment only, one-on-one consultations. Moe is even doing virtual design sessions. Well, their doors are open, and they've kept the appointments. If you would like, you can do the appointment. And if you want to do the virtual design session, that's too. But otherwise, fine too. You can walk in. Hope you will. They're located at Fort Lowell and Dodge, moesgallery.com. And I was over there on Saturday. The gallery and the shop look spotless, and they are ready to welcome you. And I'm ready to welcome back into the studios for the first time in 3 months, face-to-face with John Munger on our political face-off. Tucson, well-known Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, Republican candidate in 2010 for Arizona governor, and Jeff Rogers seated to my left with our new really cool plexiglass between me and Jeff. Jeff, also well-known Tucson attorney, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party, and John is at least 6 feet away from me, so he doesn't qualify for needing plexiglass. But first of all, John, we'll begin with you. It's great to see you. It's been three months since I've seen you here in studio.
Great to see you again, Bill.
How have you weathered everything?
Oh, everything's going fine.
You're hanging in there?
Yeah, business is good and we're doing fine.
And Jeff, it's tough in the court system, which you work in.
Yes, it is. We're having to get very creative. A lot of hearings done telephonically, some by video conferencing, some in person, and it's a very, very, very difficult time to try to figure out how we can bring the courts back online and get justice done.
Courts are federal's not up and running, or is it kind of a mishmash?
It's kind of a mishmash, yeah. As well. They're not even allowing in custody defendants to be visited in person by their lawyers, both at the state level and at the federal level, having to do those by video conferencing as well as or telephonic. So it's a new era for us, and we're just trying to figure it out as we go along.
Well, it's been a crazy time. I mean, we've had, of course, the pandemic. We've had massive protests in the wake of the death of George Floyd. We've even had a nasty forest fire burning up over by Push Ridge. I think I saw that has now grown to like 3,000 acres, only 20% contained. So it's been a crazy year, John Munger. It's yep. The kind of year, and we're only in June. So now we have, in the wake of the protests, we have the nine members, I think it's a 12-member council in Minneapolis, but nine members. They've got enough votes to what they call begin the process of ending the Minneapolis Police Department, defunding it and changing it around. And this has really set off now the city of New York, the mayor there announcing a plan to repurpose some money for law enforcement to other avenues. This, for a couple of council members here in Tucson, this might be appealing.
Oh, you bet. I would expect the city council to jump all over this and possibly even the county board of supervisors. I would expect the crazies to jump all over this concept. It's a political disaster for them. They're already in trouble, the Democrats are. they have survived prior elections by winning the black vote overwhelmingly. Trump got, I think, 6% of the black vote in the last election. And the suburban women have been voting predominantly Democrat. The polls show that the blacks, there's a poll out recently, the blacks are supporting Trump by 41%, and 25% of that, 25% strongly supporting Trump versus 8% last election. And now you've got the suburban women are going to be very upset about defunding the police departments. And I understand we're not talking about eliminating all funding, but you're talking about we already don't have enough officers on the streets.
Repurposing
more giveaway monies and taking the money from the police department. And a lot of women are not going to be happy with that in suburbia. And you're going to have, this is politically, since we're a political show, politically it's a disaster for
all
the
right,
Democrats.
Let's see if Jeff Rogers, what his take is. Well, is this a massive political mistake?
No. Well, let me first suggest that CNN came out with a new poll just a couple of hours ago that showed Biden with a 14-point lead, 55 to 41% over Trump. And Trump has now a 38% approval rating with 57% disapproval rating. So politically, if this election were held today or anytime soon after today, we're going to win the House, the Senate, and the presidency by wide, wide margins.
Wow.
But let me recharacterize this, you know, defunding element. Really, what we're talking about is a demilitarization of police conduct and of ending the sort of warrior image and warrior training that the police have been modeled on. When I went to work for the Sheriff's Department in 1979, the first words out of the mouth of some of the trainers was, "We're a paramilitary organization." You know, that kind of language has to end. What we have to have is we have to have something that I think Tucson is probably already more in tune with Chief Magnus. I was on the commission that recommended him to be hired as police chief, and part of the reason was that he is very sensitive to these kinds of issues. One of the things that the only detraction for him as a, which actually was an attraction for me, was a photo surfaced of him in Richmond where he was a prior police chief standing with Black Lives Matters protesters arm in arm. And so this is a man who really is sensitive to these issues.
You're saying this is more about police reform.
It is more about
not
police
about
reform.
We've
got to move away from this militarized warrior mentality because, you know, while that might be appropriate if you approach a domestic violence scene and somebody's armed, you know, and you're going to have to approach it that way, we can't approach everything that police officers do from a warrior military
here's the aggression. Problem. Here's the problem with that. That type of reform I support, but that doesn't require defunding the police, taking money away from the police department. You can retrain the police not to use some of these more violent tactics, but taking money from the police department when the police department's already underfunded is a huge mistake. So let's separate out Jeff saying, oh, this is just reform. This is not reform. This is money not going to the police department. Reform I support, but and teaching police officers better tactics, that's fine. Defunding the police department is a totally different issue. Let me also go back and mention this poll that Jeff talked about. That poll, I believe it was a CNN poll, was a poll of anybody that would answer the phone, whether they were a registered voter.
No. It was a registered voter poll.
Well,
it was a complete, all registered voters,
yeah,
John.
Well,
I just read the poll.
All right.
Not an hour ago.
I read one the other day that
registered
had,
voters.
I had similar numbers.
And these polls are a trend. I mean, he's really getting deeper underwater every time
Jeff.
He opens his mouth.
You know, people have to watch for what these polls show. If you look at likely voters, it's a 7% edge by Biden. And that's what you want to look at.
And what did Hillary have? She had an edge.
Yeah, Yeah.
She had about the edge she won by with the popular vote, which of course was meaningless.
Yeah.
Which was 3 to 4%.
3 or 4%.
I heard a number that was interesting the other day. No incumbent has lost an election if he was in had more than 40% support prior to the election. Yeah. At least in recent times.
Okay.
So if Trump hangs in at the 40% or above, which he's doing and is well doing very well, and especially if he's going to get, say, some substantial increase over the 6% of the black votes he got previously, and if the suburban women are going to vote more heavily Republican, that bodes well for us.
All right, we'll pause right here, John and Jeff, on the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. We'll be right back in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios with Jeff Rogers and John Munger with me live in studio for our Monday Political Face-Off.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
It's easy being green. Promote wind, install solar, drive electric cars, ban mining. Wait a minute! You can't ban mining! Green is good, but hey, no can do without the metals green products need from mining. If you ban mining, you'll ban everything green. And today's minds are on board, researching technologies that provide critical materials for a greener world. Being green, another miracle from mining. Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 850 transportation projects or service improvements across the region to date. The RTA is a state-established political subdivision and taxing district. The RTA's current half-cent sales tax funds the 20-year plan through June 2026. And the RTA is laying the foundation to develop a new plan. To learn more, please visit www.rtanext.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at veroamorepizza.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com. Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. The Face-Off is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. One of our other great sponsors is Green Things and Zocalo Village on 13 acres, and they have just, their business is doing so well. So many people, Jeff Rogers and John Munger with me in studio. Jeff, so many people, and I know you ride your horse over by that area at 3384 East River Road. What are you noticing when you go by?
It's jam-packed every day. They've really got quite a great business model, and they're very popular. I think it's just gangbusters. Every day I go in there, they're practically going to need a traffic light there to get into that Roger Road area with the kind of business they're doing.
And it's the kind of thing, there's plenty of room on 13 acres, Jeff, so you can maintain very easily social distancing. For more information, greenthingsaz.com, and of course they have the Zocalo Village, all of that great Talavera pottery, antiques, fine art, and handmade furniture at Zocalo Village. All right, Jeff, we'll begin with you on this one. So, As you see Donald Trump position himself as almost like Nixon with being a law and order candidate, how does that play?
I don't think it's playing as well for him as it did for Nixon. You know, some recent polling is showing between 67 and up to almost close to 80% of Americans are deeply troubled about racial justice, and seeing these pictures on the evening news has really troubled people. And if you look at these protests, which have been largely peaceful, you see all walks of life in there, all races, all people. It's this is something that's not going well for Donald Trump, and his stunt last Monday, where he went and cleared out all of the people from Lafayette Park and nearby, and then went across and held a Bible upside down in front of a church that he doesn't attend, and a book that he almost certainly has never read one word of. I think that stunt really backfired on him, and I feel like if I'm advising Donald Trump, I'd be suggesting you need to find a theme now, because the economy's not your theme, and you definitely botched the coronavirus thing. And this racial justice thing, you're not getting right either. And so, you know, the three main things that are troubling America right now, he's sort of on the wrong side of all of those.
John?
And I think he doesn't even, what Mattis said was true. He doesn't even pretend to unify Americans.
Well.
And he's got to figure that out and show some form of empathy. Without that, I think he's dead in the water.
Well, here's the problem with Jeff's take. The economy, just on Friday, we had the biggest rise in the economy that we've ever had last Friday. So people are very excited. The stock market's way up. People are going back to work. The economy is going to come back. That and is coming back. That's fine. The law and order thing, the Democrats are giving that to Donald Trump with this defunding the police. And so law and order does need to be his theme. He's in favor of reform, as I am, in teaching, better teaching for the police. But defunding the police department, that is a killer issue for the Republican, in favor of the Republicans, given where the Democrats are. And the Democrat, do you know that all these large cities where this is happening, do you know the largest city that is controlled by a Republican mayor is San Diego?
Really? I did not
know that. The other major,
actually, I did read that over the weekend.
All the other major cities in the country where all this is going on are controlled by Democrats.
All right, let's go to the live line, Jeff, before we go back for your comment. Adriana, what did you have to contribute? Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you, Bill. I've been in Tucson for 20 years, and I came here as a newlywed. And I've seen nothing but crime go up for the 20 years that I've been here. I've been here 20 years. I'm ready to leave. And once we became an unofficial sanctuary city, and I say that because there was a vote for it, an unofficial sanctuary city, but we kind of live by that. this whole thing with going by defunding law enforcement is wrong. I don't want it to go back to a time when it was like justice is served immediately, because we all have a date in court if we're found guilty. We all have a court date. But I want to say this, is that defunding law enforcement is the worst thing that can happen. As a mother who had children born here, and for every single mother and parent, this is the worst thing that could possibly happen, and also to include business owners, because now the law enforcement is not going to be able to do what they need to do. I'm okay with reform.
All right, John.
I'd like to ask her a question. Thanks for your call, ma'am. I have theorized here on the phone that this is going to turn a lot more women against the Democratic Party, and more of them are going, especially in the suburbs, are going to vote for Trump because they're afraid of this diverting funds from the police. Do you, as a woman, do you agree, and a family person, do you agree with me on that, or do you disagree?
I absolutely believe that every woman needs to be able to learn how to defend themselves, because they're on their own. When they're in their homes, they can't rely, because if you start underfunding the police department, when someone's breaking into your home, you're going to have to be able to defend yourself.
I agree with you.
All right, Jeff Rogers.
Well, Adriana, with all due respect, you couldn't be more wrong. Crime statistics over the last 25 to 30 years have consistently shown that crime has gone down virtually each and every year in the city of Tucson and in Pima County during almost every one of those years.
Yeah, crime
right now in Tucson is at its lowest in 30 years, and I've been here for 41. I can remember when it was, when it actually was a bit of a problem when I arrived here 41 years ago, but it has gone down, and we're not alone. And in most places in America, crime has fallen. There are outliers and exceptions, Baltimore, Chicago, you can name a few other places, actually Minneapolis, which our current issues evolve. But it has gone down consistently for 20 years or more.
Yeah, but Jeff, she's raised the issue of not so much. You can argue about what's happened in the past. She's worried about what's going to happen in the future if we start diverting funds from the police department. The fact of the matter is you're not going to have the police department responding as rapidly. More and more people are going to buy guns, are buying guns, are having to learn to defend themselves because they don't have confidence in the response time of the police department, or the ability of the police department to enforce law and order. And what she's concerned about is that future defunding, not so much what's happened in the past. Is that right, ma'am?
I think she has left us because we need to go to another call. We have Paul ready for us. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, yeah, thank you. I just got back from Chicago. I have a business up there. And I just got back, and I tell you, my partners were so upset last week because they told me there were 18 young black boys killed in Chicago last weekend.
Doesn't surprise me.
And we don't hear anything about that, but we're raising all this cane about this one fellow and forgetting the 18 dead boys in Chicago, and I think around 50 others were shot.
Jeff Rogers.
Well, Paul, you're right, and I specifically mentioned Chicago. Mm-hmm. These are outlier cities, and I'm not sure where the problem comes from. I'm not an expert on Chicago and its crime, but it is indeed a place that is the victim of horrific crimes every weekend, like you said. And there's a lot to be addressed there, but Chicago, much like Minneapolis and much like many of the other big cities, they do have a real serious problem with racial justice. It's a city that's had some horrific events of young black men particularly dying under suspicious circumstances with police officers. And many of those things have been caught on tape. They hid video of one instance. I forget what the gentleman's name was. Was that the Orlando Castile one?
I think so.
Where the Chicago Police Department hid video that basically showed the cops cops murdering a young black man for years.
And that's finally a troubled, yeah, very troubled
but,
place.
But
right?
Here's, very troubled here's the place problem. And we're not quickly, we're not Chicago.
Here's the problem. This gentleman, Paul, is not talking about police killings. I think Paul would probably agree with us that George Floyd shouldn't have been treated this way.
Right.
People,
right.
Absolutely. People yeah. that are killed by the police wrongly, nobody's debating that. But what he's talking about is blacks killing blacks in Chicago, not the police killing blacks, and that is not being addressed. I want to point out a number that's an interesting number. 53% of the homicides in this country are done by blacks. That's a statistic that's there. Now, that doesn't mean we treat blacks any differently. Blacks are entitled, absolutely entitled to justice. What happened to George Floyd is absolutely wrong. We need reform in the police departments, but we've also got to deal with this problem of crime in these democratically controlled cities that don't want to deal with it.
All right, John, we have to go. John Munger, good to see you. Good to see you, Jeff Rogers. Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad to be back in person.
Thank you. Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, moesgallery.com. They can take care of everything you need, even do a virtual design session. We'll take our break. CBS News right now. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
If it can't be grown, then it must be mined. Cause without minerals, you never find your phones, your cars, your solar panels, or your smart TVs with your favorite channels. Hospitals, schools, and public facilities result from mining's vast abilities. Dividends, taxes, and high-paid employment come from mining for your enjoyment. Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Noble Hops in Oro Valley is now open to welcome guests for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Noble Hops menu items are available for you, your family, and friends. So check out Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and on the web at noblehopspub.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
The The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio. Welcoming in studio, it's so great to see Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau, with us. Pam, how are you?
I'm great, and it's great to be here, and it's great to see you.
It's good to see you again, face to face. I mean,
absolutely.
Telephone works to a certain extent, but there's nothing like seeing a person face to face. The upcoming Torch Awards, that is going to be different this year. Tell us what's going on.
Well, this year's presented a lot of different solutions for all of us to think about. And the Torch Awards really celebrate small business as well as nonprofits and our millennial leadership in town about ethics. And we felt more so this year than any year, we needed to have a celebration for those folks and for all of us. So we decided to not postpone it, not cancel it, but actually try it a different way. And we're working very closely with audiovisual management here in town, and we will be having a virtual Torch Awards on the 18th of June at 4 p.m. And we're very excited about it. It's a whole new platform.
So how does it work?
Well, actually, what happens is you can purchase a ticket, and then we send you a link, a key, and that allows you to come to the event virtually. Most of it will be live. We will have some video on it as well. However, you also have an opportunity to network virtually prior to it. So if you have a table or seats, you'll be with people and you can actually communicate virtually with them before we take stage. So it's kind of very different and exciting. And Aaron Johnson, who owns Audiovisual Management here in town, which is a global company, but they're here in town and they do very large meetings all over the world, they found this technology for us.
Is there champagne?
There's even champagne because, of course, we are partnering with Viramore.
Wonderful.
And, oh my God, they've come forward in a big, big way.
Suzanne Kaiser is the best.
Isn't she? And Sam, who's working there and helping us coordinate it all. Yes. So they'll be kind of a celebratory basket that will be available depending on the level of sponsorship or ticket, where you will actually get a gift certificate from Viramore and also champagne.
Ooh, very cool. Now, what about keynote speakers?
This year we have as our keynote is Dr. Paul Melendez for the Center of Ethics from the Eller Leadership College at the university. And also, so we're very excited about him. I'm fortunate enough to be on their ethics board, advisory board, and they are doing very exciting things. Also, we have Pat Reisner, who I think we've done the show here before.
Pat's been here before.
He's the local president of South 32, and this is the second year in a row that they're our title sponsor. So we're very proud of that relationship. So he, too, will be speaking that evening.
How do folks purchase a ticket?
They actually go to bbb.org/Tucson Torch. And if you hit the button, tell me more about the Torch Awards, you'll find ticket availability and the list of all 18 of our finalists.
Can we go over some of the finalists?
Absolutely. We have a business finalist category, and then we have a nonprofit category.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you take a look at our business ethics category, which is the smaller 1 to 5, you have authentic garage door, you have SWAT glass, you have dynamic comfort. And if you go to the medium size, we have Penguin Air, Air Tropics, DeMont Family Swim School. And in the larger ones, you see Paul Ash Management, West Coast Roofing, Cornerstone Electric.
I've used Authentic Garage. They've been very good.
That's great. Yeah, there's a lot of great companies involved here.
Yeah, and Paul Ash is Bruce Ash's company.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Long time advocates in the community.
Yeah. How about, is there a nonprofit category?
Yep, there's two. There's the one below 1.5 million and the one above. And the below one is the Marana Schools Foundation. the Cochise Family Advocacy Center, the Mobile Meals of Southern Arizona, and the larger ones is Mariposa Community Health Center, Girl Scouts of Southern Arizona, and Literacy Connects.
Oh, Literacy Connects. They do such a great job.
They do. They're very far-reaching.
Then is there a special award?
There's a Spark Award. We really wanted to celebrate, and for the last 3 or 4 years, we've had a Spark Award, and that's for individuals that are under 35 that have a management ownership position within a company or of our small business here within the community. So this year we have Hayes Construction, J. Kaiser Workspaces, and the Divine Sophia are all three of the ones that are in the Spark.
And then Pam Krim, tell our listeners how these folks were chosen.
Well, actually, we have a committee of 9 judges that are local community leaders in the nonprofit and for-profit world, and they do all of the judging by a very thorough application. I many times get kind of poked about how difficult the application is, and my answer always, as kind as I can say it, well, it is an ethics award, so it should be a real stretch for you all. And so it's a very vigorous process that they go through, but it's all non-BBB people that judge this event.
And again, it's 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon, June 18th. Folks can go to bbb.org/TucsonTorch for information about tickets.
Yes, absolutely. We encourage you to go there, and we always encourage you to go to bbb.org. There's a ton of information there.
I want to carve out, if we can, Pam, just a couple of minutes on the update about you guys have been so busy through all of this COVID-19. It really has changed a lot of things. Give us an overview of what's going on.
Yes, it's really quite interesting because our volume of phone calls and website visits and et cetera has gone up considerably. Our website visits are up 20-30%. Simply because people are wanting information about trusted information.
Right. Trust is so important right now. If somebody's going to come in your home, you want to know they're going to be trusted.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you can search on our website for those that are accredited and also just all of the businesses.
Right.
So you can choose which way to go on that. And also on our website is a lot of information around the coronavirus and around resources for small business as well to acquire the PPP loans. And et cetera. So
I think this is going to change the way some folks view businesses, don't you? They're going to want some operator not only that's very trustworthy, but they know they're very, you know, they're going to bring clean standards into their home.
Right. I think it's changing on both sides.
Okay.
So some of the data that we have shows us that how people are making decisions and wanting trustful information up front is imperative and on the top of people's minds. And also on the second side of that, businesses are feeling that they have to remodel the way they do business.
Right, right. So this is going to be a whole change.
It's a new world.
Coming, a new world definitely coming again. BBB.org, that's the place not only for the Torch Awards to purchase your ticket, but also you've got so much information. How do you keep that website updated so much?
It takes a lot of people, nationally and locally.
I mean, it really does. There's just a ton of information there. Again, BBB.org. Pam Krim, always a pleasure. Thank you very much, Pam.
Thank you. Stay safe.
I will indeed. All right. Take our break right here. It's the Buckmaster Show and the Green Things. Zocalo Village Studios. Be right back as we resume our 2020 Your Vote, Your Voice candidate interview series. Consuelo Hernandez will be joining us.
Here at Bon Voyage Travel, we encourage you to keep the travel spark alive by exploring the world through our weekly webinar series that includes inspiration and insight from some of the top leaders in the travel industry. When you're ready to plan your next adventure, know that Bon Voyage Travel will be here to advise and assist. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a new virtual destination discovery. While we're apart, let's keep dreaming together. Visit bvtravel.com for more information.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer, and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The current Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year plan, the RTA Board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to identify priority projects based on public input. RTA member jurisdictions will submit their respective project lists by June 2020 for the CAC to consider for a future plan. To learn more, visit www.rtanext.com.
Hello, I'm Danette Bewley, President and CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority, with news of our new effort to ensure air traveler safety and security going through our terminal. It's called TUS Cares, and you can read more about it on our website, flytucson.com. As you carefully weigh your decision to fly, I want you to know whether it's next week, next month, or next year, we are here for you at Tucson International Airport. Thank you.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on this Monday afternoon, a cooler day, which is very welcome. It's going to heat up later in the week. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico is your place to cool off. That elevation of anywhere from about 5,000 to 7,000 feet means it's going to be about 10 degrees at least cooler over there. It's worth the three-hour drive to visit our friends over in a very pretty area of the Land of Enchantment, that southwest corner. The good place to start, the best place to start for your planning, southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and all sorts of recreation opportunities in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. We continue now with our 2020 Your Vote, Your Voice series, our candidate series here on KVOI. We have a clearinghouse of all of our candidate interviews at KVOI.com. Consuelo Hernandez is joining us on the live line. Consuelo is a Democrat who is running for the district, Pima County Supervisorial District number 5, now an open seat with the very untimely death of my friend, Pima County Supervisor Richard Elias. Consuelo, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. I appreciate you extending the invitation for me to come on for a bit to introduce myself and talk a little bit about my campaign, but I hope everyone's doing fine on this afternoon, and I look forward to telling you all a little bit more about me.
Well, I would love to have our listeners learn about you, so go ahead, tell us about yourself and why you are running and why you feel you are qualified for that Pima County Supervisor's seat.
Sure. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Again, my name is Consuelo Hernandez. I am born and raised here in the south part of Tucson. I've been, a little bit of background on me, I've been involved in local politics since I was 15. It's been an interesting journey, to say the least. I have the privilege of being an elected position right now, currently serving on the Sunnyside School Board. But my involvement really started when I started noticing my community was being left behind at an early age, and I couldn't really put it into words of, you know, what exactly we could do or what was going on. But my way of feeling like I was making a difference was getting involved in local politics. I started helping candidates up and down the ballot, and then I eventually ran for school board. So it's the district that I graduated from, and I'm proudly serving on the Sunnyside School District. And I've been in a variety of roles. The school district is an unpaid position, and I'm very proud to be on it. But apart from that, I graduated with the bachelor's in global health from Arizona State University. And yes, I did actually start at U of A. I know a lot of folks ask, why did you go to ASU? You know, I really wanted to study global health. And I thought that was the area that I wanted to learn the most from at that time. And the best program was at ASU at the time. So I did start at U of A. But I'm really excited to be running. I have, like I mentioned, I've been in different positions. I've served as a on the IRC. I was on a different position where I was able to help with community services. I helped with fundraising, but I was an immigration caseworker, so I was able to see, you know, the struggle that folks in our community have to get on a path towards citizenship. So I did that for a bit. I also worked for a very progressive organization that a lot of folks might know, MoveOn.org. I was working on issues like healthcare and making sure that we elected folks that, you know, represented my values. I also have a background in business. So apart from just those roles itself, I feel like everything that I've done in my short life, right? Because I'm a pretty young candidate, and I understand that. But you know, everything that I've done up to this point, I feel has prepared me to want to make a difference in my community. And I think the way that we look at politics, and a lot of folks ask, what makes you qualified? I think anyone who wants to serve their community and wants to do the work and is in there for good reasons should be running. And I'm one of those people. I'm born and raised in this community. You know, I know it, and I understand that I have big shoulders to stand on. And I do appreciate the work that Mr. Elias did. You know, I would have never imagined running for this position, but at the time I made the decision of where can I make the most change. And because of my background, I thought that I can help with making sure that I focus on healthcare, because that is my background, global health, and making sure that we better prepare healthcare systems here in Pima County, not only to deal with the day-to-day operations, but making sure we better prepare our systems in place. Because right now, we're struggling a bit, and I think folks who are not familiar with politics have been more in tune on, you know, how does my government really work? And does my government really work for me? And because growing up, I never really understood why politics mattered, because I never felt that government worked for me. So I'm running because I want to make sure that we make government work better for us.
And what about, I wanted to point out, you come from a political family, correct? You want to tell our listeners about that real quickly?
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. You know, I am running on my own merit, but I am happy to tell you who my family is. So I'm fortunate enough where I have really good mentors. I have mentors like my brother and sister. My sister Alma is a current state representative. She was the youngest elected to date from that I know. And here in Legislative District 3, mm-hmm. And also my brother Daniel Hernandez, who's the person who actually got me involved into politics at a young age. He is currently serving as the legislative district as your state representative in District 2. So I'm really proud of the work they've done. And, you know, I've learned a lot from my siblings. I come from a very political family, of course, but that's probably an understatement, but we didn't grow up with privilege. So the way that we thought and we were taught is whenever you graduate college, you come back and make sure you bring others with you. And the way that we interpreted that growing up, based off of what the values that were instilled in us, was get involved and help your community. And we saw that through serving in public office.
So this is such a political family. How did all of that come about? Are your parents, or were they very political? Or I'm just curious, how did all this evolve?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, my mother, Consuelo, she's an immigrant from Nogales, and she actually didn't become a citizen until 2016 because she couldn't feel like she could sit out in 2016. And we kind of joke around about it because when my brother first ran for school board, my mother didn't feel like that's when she needed to get on a passport citizenship. It wasn't until 2016. And my father, on the other hand, he was a small business owner, also worked for himself. He worked in construction, and he never really got involved in politics. He didn't vote until his late 40s, actually, which is pretty shocking to most, but now he's one of our best volunteers. He makes, I think he's almost at 2,000 calls within a week and a half now. But, you know, I think because they weren't involved in politics, they were able to also learn from our own involvement on how government can work for us in our community. When you get involved, when you start voting for people who reflect your values and what type of change you want to see in your community. So it's been an interesting road. My mother helps make our Spanish voter contact calls, and she's done a great job. They really enjoy being involved, and it's a big part of our life. Our dinners, conversations are interesting. You're all invited to join us whenever you'd like, whenever it's safe to do so. But we're always trying to figure out how can we best help our community. And that's something that I've always led with is this the right decision? Is this what's going to help the most people? And that's something I've always done. And even at the school board level, I've been in office for a very short amount of time, and I do acknowledge that. But, you know, along with being in office comes a great responsibility. And I think when you're looking at who you want to support, you should look at their records on how effective has this person been and what have they actually done for me. So you should always ask yourself those questions. I encourage it. In my very short term, I was able to help pass a PLA at the school district level. I think it's the first one in Tucson in the bigger school district, but I will double check on that. But it was the first time that I was ever brought up in the district. And with that, for folks who are not familiar, it's when we make sure that the way that we do our contracts and our process, that we raise our standards on how we're protecting our students when folks are entering our buildings, and also making sure that they treat their employees fairly. So apart from that,
we're quickly running out of time, and I want to give folks a chance for you can talk about your website real quickly.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't realize I was talking that much, but I'm really excited to be running. I hope to serve you all. A few of my focuses and that I'm running on is making sure that we bring more economic opportunity, roads and infrastructure, and also better preparing our healthcare systems. You can all visit my website at Hernandez4Pima.com. And I look forward to having a conversation with anyone who wants to reach out. And I hope to meet you all in the future whenever it's safe to do so.
Thank you very much. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity, Bill.
Thanks a lot. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 1 o'clock in the Dave Ramsey program. On behalf of my engineer, producer, and my friend, John Couch, we hope you have a very nice, safe, and pretty cool afternoon in Tucson, relatively. Have a great day.